The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenity here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. This is Rita Ora, Chris Brown, Body on Me. And I'm joined by my partner in crime, the dude Jay Watts.
Round of applause, we're in the building.
Let's go.
I like that song, man. That's hot.
Right? The video's sexy. Yeah. I enjoy it. Watch, skipped out on us last week, so you know what I mean? I was like, no, we have no guests. Oh, I need to get all of the opinions of Jay. So let's talk about it. We got some beef going on.
Beef, man. Gotta cook it.
DJ Mustard talking on Twitter. He's seen that the producers of, what is it, Stargate? Of Iggy Azalea's Fancy,
yeah,
are suing Jhendaya, the Classic Man, yeah, the producers who did Classic Man.
And he got in his feelings a little bit, man. He wasn't too happy. Here's my thing.
All right, because I don't know how to bring the conversation in, because I'm just sitting here like, anytime someone's like, I created this movie. In 2015, right, no one has created anything except maybe Fetty Wap.
Exactly. And we all know DJ Mustard's style derives from the Bay anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's strongly influenced by the Bay. So for him to say they ripped off his style has me thinking like, hold up, I don't know about that. Like, back in the day, you know, like, I used to appreciate music where, you know, the originality, somebody has something that nobody else brought to the game. But I feel like in this day and age, everyone's just kind of copying everybody.
Exactly.
So I'm looking at Mustard like, come on, dog.
And I fuck with Mustard hard.
Yeah.
I mean, every album he drops, every song, I just be in the car like, I mean, it kind of sounded like that last one, but I'm still going to pop and dance to it.
Yeah, man.
But I'm not going to lie, when I first heard it, I did think it was DJ Mustard.
Yeah.
When I heard that Fancy song.
Yeah.
And then when I heard the Classic Man, I was like, oh, they totally ripped off Fancy. More so than I would think that Fancy ripped off. I guess I would have to go through Mustard's catalog to really hear what song he feels that they are ripping off with Fancy. But I think, right, it's just that whole kind of, bow, bow, bow. Like, it's very, like, bumped
in. Yeah, that's kind of like the trend right now. So they kind of ran in that vein, but should you be paid for it? I don't know about that, my G.
Well, the lawyers will let you know.
Yeah, no.
All right, some other beef.
Misha Lee's in the news. Talking about N.W.A.
Oh, man.
So you seen N.W.A. finally?
Yeah,
Straight Outta Compton. I keep calling it N.W.A. It's called Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
But yeah, it's basically the story of N.W.A.
Yeah,
what did you think?
Shit. Man, I thought it was hot, bro. I think they, like, I wasn't alive or old enough to pay attention to the movement, man, but from everything I see, they seem to have captured the essence of each group member and kind of the situations of how it went down. And I thought they did a good job of, like, dramatizing it and making it entertaining enough to watch. I don't know. What'd you think, dog?
That intro scene was one of my favorite intro scenes.
Thanks, man.
Of all, I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
finally a movie that, like, just gives me life right now. Like, I just, yeah, it was that, and then just for it to, it was the whole Eazy-E running out of the house when the cops came, and that was, I was like, boom, Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, like, man, felt, yes, like you were in LA,
fuck yes,
man,
two more hours, let's go.
Exactly.
I could have won a third.
Yeah, we really could have, man. I, you know what I didn't like about the movie? I felt like they should have played it up until now. Like, they ended on Eazy-E's death. I think it left the viewer like, what? So what happens next? You know what I mean?
But yeah, and I also look at it like, it got very VH1 TLC story for me at the end. It was like, and now here's what Dr. Dre's doing, and this is what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Iovine walking in was like, what? Like, yeah, you guys, man, it's such, like, from that first scene to the ending, it was like two totally different types of movies.
Yeah.
But I loved it, either or. Because that's what I said. I said the movie could have been 10 minutes shorter and not show us, like, him in the hospital bed, because
yeah,
that was just like, I don't know. But or go another hour longer and really get into the stories of where these people are. But they probably couldn't do that because some people are wondering what the situation is. So obviously Dr. Dre, they feel like, some people feel like Dr. Dre was painted a little heavenly in this movie, which is so true because I never knew a lot of the women abusing stories that had come out. So I watched this and I was like, wow, Dr. Dre seems like a real stand-up guy.
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, I heard rumors that he done choked Misha Lee. I heard he pushed a reporter down the stairs.
Man.
So he came out in a statement basically saying that he apologizes for everything he's done. But on his new album, he talked about that the bitches that I raped, I make them come. I'm like, whoa, what's really intense?
Man.
But Misha Lee said she wasn't in the movie, and she said she's happy she wasn't in the movie. She totally understands why she's not in the movie. She said, look, this is their money, their story. It's not my story. It's not a Lil' Kim situation. I ain't, like, trying to be like, I was in the movie, too. Like, nope, they can say what they want, do what they want. Of course they're going to paint themselves like that. She said, I know my truth. I know what my story is. And one day that will be spoken about. And after she kind of, in an interview, said some of the things, I was like, yeah, there's a movie there. It may not make it big time, but I could totally see Lifetime being like, you know what, we want to do the Misha Lee story.
Yeah, I mean, she has a lot going on to you know what I mean, be Dre's girlfriend and then go through all they went through and then that transition to Death Row and then end up marrying Suge Knight in 1999. It's like, yeah, it's some drama there for sure. But her defending Jerry Heller, man, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that, man.
I don't know how to feel about it either, because so she's defending him saying, you know, he's a really good guy, and, you know, he just wanted us to get out the hood.
Yeah.
And I understand that part of it, and I feel like it would have been interesting to see this story if Eazy-E was still alive.
Yeah.
Because would they have painted Jerry in that light?
Right.
Or did they paint Jerry in that light because it's Dr. Dre and Ice Cube who felt some sort of way about Jerry, and they're telling the story?
Well, yeah.
Because Eazy was, from what it looked like, Eazy was the only one that really fucked with Jerry.
Well, yeah, they had a business agreement. It was really Easy's label, so, you know, Dr. Dre and Q naturally felt some type of way. But they said towards the end of Eazy-E's life, man, him and Jerry were kind of butting heads. You know what I'm saying? So, you just never know. It's one of them, you just, you know, it's he say, she say. You know
we're going to have to get Misha Lee in and really break her apart and see what it was like back then.
Misha Lee, what's good? Come on, let
us. All right, so speaking of NWA, the Compton album, we talked about it last week, but it came in number two this week. I was a little surprised because I felt like with the movie and the push, with the Apple Music.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I felt like Dr. Dre, he's really strategic in the way he plots and plans his music and the releases of him. Like, to release it with the movie was very smart.
How'd you feel about the album? Did you get to listen to it?
Yeah, I got to listen to a few tracks. I like the one with Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
That one goes hard.
I like the Snoop Dogg one.
It's kind of like classic Dre, man. Like, you know, you gotta
is
know
it
what
though,
you're,
really?
I think it is, man. I think you know what you're getting when you listen to a Dre album. It's 2015 as opposed to, you know, 1999 Chronic 2 or the original Chronic, but it definitely brings you up to date, but I think it's more of Dre. You know what I'm saying? It's more of the same.
Like, do you really see this album lasting a long time?
It's not the Chronic.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the Chronic.
But congratulations to him. Oh, first of all, the NWA movie, Sharon Compton made $56.1 million.
First weekend. That's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, man, record setting. I mean, I think the movie was just...
Yeah, I think it was actually, it's the highest rated R movie to ever be released in August. So, I mean, that's like a lot of like categories to give it, but whatever. Beyonce wanted to talk about She the First... Black female in a September issue of Vogue. Like, all right, we get it.
Okay.
So, but Compton released with 295,000 sold, exclusive only to Apple Music for the first 2 weeks. So that's where I'm wondering if that's why the number two came in. But if you got number two just based off of Apple Music sales, that's kind of epic.
Right. I mean, it's definitely a huge feat. It's just, you know, when you... are as big as like a Dr. Dre or somebody, you know what I mean? Like, people have expectations. So to be number two on Billboard, man, is still saying a lot. I think it's huge. I think the movie did really well, and I don't think Dre's really complaining right now.
No, I mean, he's Dr. freaking Dre. You know what I'm saying? So. All right. Well, who ain't complaining is Soulja Boy, because he's resurfacing. He is back on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood with a couple of other females causing some drama over there. But on the business end, he is making his way into the sneaker world. SBZs, I don't know if that's really what they're going to be called. Kind of sounds a little too Kanye-ish for me.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But, so they're these white high-top sneakers with red stripes, and they light up LED colors, and they change colors. Yeah. How do you feel about them? You post them on Instagram.
I think it's dope, man. I think the lighted bottom shoes, man, I think that's just a cool concept.
I mean, you can change the colors.
Oh, you can.
I don't know if you can change them or if they change automatically, but they change.
Yeah, that's sick, man. I think
it's like a blue to a pink.
That's pretty cool concept, man. You gotta give Soulja Boy a lot of credit, man, because he definitely is the type of artist that thinks outside the box. He's very like unconventional, even the way he came into the game with Crank That, the dance, and then he had the sponsorship with Yums in 2008.
Yep.
Which, you know what I mean, which was outside the box, and he took advantage of a lot of smaller online opportunities. I respect the entrepreneur and Soulja Boy, and I think this is a dope venture for sure.
I do too. I don't know how I feel about the actual shoe. I kind of wish it was like an all one color.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. But I'm into the idea of it because it's very LA gear. That's what it was. It's very that, just a grown up version of it. And people are into it. It's futuristic. And it's Soulja Boy. And that's when I think of Soulja Boy. I totally could see him rocking these.
For sure.
What I'd like to see him do is actually, have you ever heard of sneaker wipes?
Nah, I haven't.
So, I mean, they're out there. Sneakerheads use them. But I feel like he could make them mainstream. Something like that, like a little product that's been around for years. People know of it, but it's just about taking the right person, marketing it, and getting it into that group. I feel like with this, he should create his own sneaker wipe with this. So let's get some S-wipes or something.
That's the idea for you, Soulja.
There you go. I went 10% on the back end. All right, on our What the F moment. So I used to work at Madame Tussauds years ago in New York, and we used to have all these new statues that would come in, one of them being The Rock, and women would come in and they would harass The Rock. It would be like they'd touch his groin, or Usher too. Like, they would be taking his shirt off, and we'd have to like staff up and like be like, ma'am, excuse me. Don't touch the figure like that. Well, so that's happening again. Nicki Minaj got her wax figure at Madame Tussauds, and they chose this position. Now, there's some drama about this, because Azalea Banks tweeted out of all the positions you could have picked for Nicki Minaj, you have her bent over. The first female hip-hop artist, you have her bent over in a wax figure.
Yeah.
Do you feel this is a little degrading, or is it she's an artist, she created this, and because she created it, that's what someone took from it?
I think, first off, the figure is well done. And second off, I want to say,
it's a little Lucy Liu-ish for me.
It's you know,
but I mean,
it has some sexual undertones, but so that she
just
does
some.
Yeah, just a few, you know. But I think that's her as an artist, you know what I mean? I think that kind of embodies what she promotes. And herself, I think it's a little bit sexual, but I think it's still elegant and classy in a way, like the way she's dressed, and it's not too raunchy. It definitely teeters that line, though, for sure.
Yeah.
It teeters the line.
Well, so the problem is people are taking too many inappropriate pictures with it. This one had surfaced of a man eating her butt out.
Oh,
another
man.
One, someone was trying to make out with her. Another guy was hitting it from the back. So, because these pictures, they go viral now. It's 2015,
yeah.
So you can't just take a picture and like keep it privately. It's getting put all over the place. I almost was going to put some of the pictures, and I was like, these are just regular people. It's photos, and they're going to be looking at us like, why am I on your show?
Yeah.
Please don't have my face in her ass. Well, I bet you shouldn't have taken it and posted it on Instagram. So, I don't know. I just look at it. Azalea Banks came out. She said, I feel like you guys should have had her standing in a strong pose with a mic. You know, this is your first female hip-hop artist, and here's how you have her. Because really, because what they do is every couple seasons, they'll take the wax figure and change their outfits. With this, you can't really change the outfit because that pose is from that specific music video. Now, maybe when she gets her stars in the Hall of Fame, they can dress her in that and make it look like that's what she's doing. But until then, they're going to be staffing up extra hosts for that situation.
Man.
So, Nikki, but congratulations, because they still talk about you week after week after week. All right, so I have some new music for you. I was sitting over here. I was like, Charisma's going to come in. DJ Charisma is supposed to come in today. But she got caught busy working late. I love that drop.
DJ Charisma.
Shout out Charisma, man. For sure.
So I was like, okay, I know she's going to come in and like give us some, you know, dope West Coast songs. I was like, so let me give y'all some songs from over the pond.
Yeah.
So I went over into my situation and was looking up some UK artists. And I got some dope ones. So the first one is Ghost Poet. He has a new album called Shedding Skin. He's a British vocalist. And let's take a look. The song is called Sorry, My Love, It's You, Not Me. Boom. No?
Ghost Poet.
One minute.
See what you're working with, player.
He is a vocalist, but he changed his name. And he has this really cool American Apparel.
He declared her. She turns her head and looks at him. She don't know why he's here. It was last night, be the fool. It was last night, a dream on terrible. I gotta get out. She said to herself. And he's like, don't go, like, not low. Maybe some great tea with me will chemically cause our hearts to skip a beat. Maybe our hearts outshine the moon. Too soon. I'm convinced she turns to leave. Always slice between the teeth. Keys once lost, now find with glee. Jump, skip, hop, now out the door. Now he ain't the one.
Ghost Poet, Sorry My Love, It's Not You, It's You, Not Me. What are you thinking?
I think it's a little bit interesting to because I stay in the event space. You know, I do events, the biggest events, so I'm in the club a lot. I listen to a lot of that type of turn up, so it's good to hear something a little bit different, man. It was pretty interesting. I was trying to kind of follow the message, but
you gotta watch, check out the whole video.
Yeah,
for it.
It's
definitely not
video.
A turn up song. Yeah. No, you would not hear this at Supper Club.
Right.
but more like as you're walking into the Gap, I would hear this on the radio or. One of those, what's that? I always forget the name. Urban Outfitters. That's what I was trying to think. Yeah. I totally hear this song coming on when I walk into Urban Outfitters. I would buy a pair of pants hearing this song.
Yeah.
Just be like, you know what?
It's the background.
Just in the mood. All right, so check him out. Ghost Poet, new album, Shedding Skin. He has a bunch of other dope tracks. All right, Little Sims. Have you ever heard of her?
Nah, I haven't.
Yo, this girl, I don't even know, she's like a hybrid of like, I don't even know who to say, but she's a dope rapper. She's from England, and the song is called Dead Body. Take a look.
Do you want to see a dead body? Probably not. Real dark in the cemetery where the soul's like, oh my, what have I become, man, I'm so high. Quit killing my buzz, love drunk in the maze, like, what have you done? Where the hell are you taking me? What are we running from? Demons in the back of my closet. Don't talk to them. You wanna wanna be me? Can't talk to them. And it was in a nice walk, traumatized, and we in a bad headspace. Look into heaven's door, I've been saved. I have I asked for forgiveness, can I? Or will I? Negative at heart, am I? Or shall I explain what the world done to me? You wouldn't understand where I've been, truthfully. And these dark thoughts never been new to me. Nobody loving me, everybody through me. Everybody looking at me different, and nobody will listen. I can see you staring at me, what do you envision? No faith in me, said I resort to religion. But even I can never change the life I'm living. I'm a druggie, I'm a fiend. Never been clean, souls always been tainted. Homeless, would you know about living on the street? Cold nights, you know, right? Nothing to eat. Figure that you really give me money anyways. Even though I hear the coins rattling in your jeans, I ain't even begging no more. Fuck it, maybe I'll just make a little.
Boom! Little Sims dead body.
Yeah, that was cold, man.
Yep, I seen you just stuck in that video.
Yeah, and that was cold, man, because, you know, in Chicago they do, like, the tongue twisting. Mm-hmm. And that's what it kind of reminded me of, like, do or die, like a do or die or like a twister, but, like, in a different type of way, you know what I'm saying? So
Azealia Banks, that's who I guess I was trying to go for.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's something about her tone that just, it just, I like, because when I was watching the video, I was just like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah.
It just kept me into it. She's
dope.
Really dope. Her music is, she has several videos out there that are just, you have to check them out. Little Sims, Dead Body. All right, last but not least, so my friend came to me and she was like, have you heard that new T-Pain song? You're going to love this one, Supper Club. all right. She was like, have you heard this new T-Pain song? And I was like, I have a weird thing about T-Pain. Because I feel like all of his songs sound the same. But I can appreciate him because he knows his lane. He knows that, okay, he separates himself, he'll be gone for a while, and then he'll drop a song. And it sounds like everything else he's put out there, but it's like, well, we haven't heard him in so long, so like, let's take a listen. And Juicy J's on the track. The song is called Make It Work.
I'm from Tallahassee and you know we get nasty, I'll child. Now when we swerving in the lake, you know we making the jerk. You almost made me feel this jack up on this $10 shirt. Shout it, tell me when you and your friend get off work. Cause all these other bitches just pretending to twerk. I'm about to unload on a bitch. Baby, let me see you get low a bit. Dirty wine. Keep rolling them hips too fast. So take a slow a little bit. Now when I walk up in the bitch, you know I'm making it work. How you fit all of that cake in the skirt? Put a whipping on that ass like I'm making the dirt. What a gun, I'll be making the squirt. So holler at me, bitch.
Up in this bitch, you better make that shit work. I'm throwing hundreds in your face, you better make that shit work. And when you hop up on that dick, you better make that shit work. Make that shit work. Make that shit work.
All right, so there you guys have it. T-Pain, Juicy J, Make It Work. What are you thinking?
I think it's definitely club music. Nah, that's hot, man. I think every time T-Pain drops, he's dope. I think he's really clever with the way he writes, man. And I really respect his writing style even more so than the way he can put a song together, man. Like, it's hot. It's a hit every time.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, even just to get Juicy J on it, you know, you're going to like both their verses. In the video, at first, I was like, what is this video? Like, just ass everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's actually really funny. So we just saw a clip of it, but it was like the people with the selfie sticks taken, and then all of a sudden someone puts their selfie stick and it's a broken-ass phone, which is so funny because I think actually the last time I was at Stir, this girl had it, and she was like, she put it up there and was like, girl, you just showcasing your broken phone?
Put that down, girl.
Put that
in your pocket.
So there's that. And then you see, like, these other girls, like, they have scuffed up red bottoms and they're in the back, like, painting them. So make that shit work. So I appreciate it. It was a funny video. It actually brought me back to, like, when videos, like, early 2000s with, like, the Nellies, Air Force Ones, like, those kind of videos. So shout out to T-Pain for just remaining relevant and just keeping up and staying consistent, staying in his lane, and just knowing what his audience wants.
Right.
And what the world enjoys, because I hear this song just like everywhere.
Yeah.
They played it last night and I was in the club like,
make it work.
Making it rain.
Out,
and that's all we have for y'all today. Jay, where can everyone follow you?
Follow me at that dude, Jay Watts, THATDUDE, letter J, Watts, WATTS.
Boom. You guys can hit us up at Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online and also the Beat TV on Instagram. And you guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Oh, yeah. And Queen will be back.
Let's get it.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music
redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.